10, starting in verse 35. I'm reading out of the New King James Version Bible. And it reads this way, 35. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. So don't cast it away. It has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So after you do the will of God, you have the endurance, you do the will of God, and then you receive the promise. You can't get the promise until you have done the will of God. That's just believing him. Don't make it deep. Verse 37, for yet a little while, he who is coming will come and will not tarry. So it's going to happen. Verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. Come on, say that with me. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. That's very powerful there. You can start out in God and then draw back. And he said, I have no pleasure in you. Verse 39, but we are not of those who draw back to perdition, which is ruin. So if I draw back, everything I accomplished while I was in faith, it goes into ruin. But of those who believe to the saving of the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for the word of the Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in this holy house, this house that has been erected out of faith and believing and trusting in you and relying on you. And you never, never failed us. And we believe you're not going to start failing us because we're not going to draw back in our faith. In fact, we're going to extend even more today in our faith to believe that you're able to do anything but fail. We pray that you will anoint me right now, anoint my mind, that my mind will think above the way an average man thinks, that you will fill my heart with the word of God, that everything that comes out of my heart and out of my mouth will be edifying to your church, your people, to the body of Christ, both here in this sanctuary and abroad. I thank you in advance for it already being done. My faith is in you. I trust you. I rely on you. I know you're with me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Go ahead and take your seat. My title today is Live by Faith. Live by Faith. Live by Faith. Live by Faith. Now, I want to build my case just a little bit because a lot of people are under the assumption that they're living by faith. But if you can't believe in justification, you can't believe in living by faith. If you can't believe in justification, you can't believe in living by faith. Now, justification, I'll read a scripture out of Romans in just a moment. But everything you've done before you came to church and started serving God, every sin and every mistake that you made when you came to Jesus, you asked him to forgive you because you believed that he was the Son of God and he was sent to this earth to die on the cross for your sins and be resurrected on the third day. Your belief system and your confession with your mouth brought you into justification, brought you into a righteous place when you were an unrighteous person. So there was not anything that you've done to make this happen except for to believe. It was just your belief system that took you from guilty to innocent. That's what it was. That's what faith is all about. It's about you being unworthy when you realize it. You believe the sacrifice that was on the cross, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has been sent in order to take away the reproach on your life and reposition you now over into a place of justification. So now we can say the just shall live by faith. You can't live by faith over here. You live by faith over here. This is where we live. Now, if you omit this place, and that's possible, you can ease back over here and you can start receiving judgment for something that's already taken care of. So I want you to stay with me. I want to walk. This is the way I built my life. This is the way we built our family. This is the way we built ministry. So I just want to walk you through it so I can make sure you get all the benefits. Somebody say all the benefits. We want to make sure you get all the benefits. It's not just shouting, singing, teaching, preaching. There's all the benefits of being a part of the body of Christ and being justified by the sacrifice that Jesus made. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. The book of Romans chapter 5. So we're living by faith here. That doesn't mean we're doing crazy stuff. Most people think that living by faith, it means you're going to go down there and you're going to walk around in a car and you're going to confess it's yours and you're going to walk on somebody's property and say, get out, it's mine. No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God gives you something that's yours according to the word of God, and you refuse to let any of your jacked up family members talk you out of it. That's what I'm talking about. Excuse me for saying jacked up. Kayla, I'm going to be nice this morning. Romans 5, starting in verse 1. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, what I said earlier, without faith, you can't be justified. Without faith, all the sins, your sins, mama's sins, grandmama's sins, granddaddy's sins, all those sins, all the sins are still on you. There was no way to fix it. There was no way to fix it except through Jesus Christ. Now, here it is again. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus came and gave us peace. Myself and God, yourself and God are now at peace because of justification. He is not going to judge you or sentence you to death because of Jesus Christ, who has come to make peace between you and God. Verse 2, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. It's solid. It's not moving. It doesn't move. We can move, but it won't move. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, there's more, but we also glory in tribulations. Tough stuff going on. A lot of y'all got some tough stuff going on. We glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. I didn't know how long I would last until I went through some tribulation. So the tribulation, it produces perseverance. Verse 4, and perseverance, character. I am what I am. You can say whatever you want to say about me, but my character has been developed through perseverance. So character, and then character, hope. So I'm increasing now because of the things that I'm experiencing that's not destroying me. What it's doing is creating perseverance in me, because if it's not destroying me, it's creating something in me if my mind is processing it correctly. And then it's fortifying my character. I really don't have to cuss you out, because you're not going to stop what faith brings anyway. It's a waste of time and waste of effort. I want to just teach you some stuff, because we come into what we call religion and we lose our enjoyment because we stop living by faith. Some of you don't realize you stop living by faith. Whenever you see a person that was happy all those years and now they come in and they're real sour, they stop living by faith. In the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, it tells us the right division down, make it plain upon tablets, that he that readeth can run with it, because we live by faith. We have to, it's a lifestyle. It's not a Sunday morning. It's not a Wednesday night. I worry until I get to church. We live by faith. See, you think this is what I do just when I come to church, but every single day, because I'm believing for some things, I need God to show up. I got big vision. I got big dreams. You know, I got some people that's next to me. I got some people that's under me, but I got some people that's over me, and they got big dreams, and I can't sit in the room and they have a big dream and I have a little dream. So if my dreams are big, then I have to not just do this thing on the weekend. I got to live like this. It's got to be the way I process. It's got to be, I got to see beyond what my physical eyes can see. I need my faith so I can figure out the image. I can see if you're looking at me funny. But right now, if I didn't want to see if you were looking at me funny, I'd just take my glasses off. I can't right now. I can't tell if you're frowning. I can't tell if your eyes are open or they're closed. I can't tell. But when I put these on, and what I'm trying to help you to do, when you really get into that justified faith, you can see clearly. You can see things clearly. And then the things that belong to you, you don't overlook them because now you're looking through the lens of someone who's living by faith. All right. See, I can teach this because I live it. I live it every day, every single day. How are they going to take what God gave me through justification? I had to believe. Now, most people don't think I'm a bad guy. Well, some people think I'm a bad guy because I correct things. I don't know how you become bad because you correct things. I think you're bad when you participate in crime, not when you stop crime. So I stop crime. I stop crime in the church. So that's called faith because I believe I have the authority to stop whatever's going left that should be going right. That's called faith. But if you take these different scenarios, God brings you out an unworthy person. Now, I know now since you got some works going on and you achieved a few things, you think that you're worthy. Now, that's those who are drawing back. Now, you trusted God with all your might. Lord, please. They don't know what I done, but I know what I done. And God, I need you to forgive me. He did. He did. You asked, he forgave. That's clear. Now he says, I have more I want to do with you. Since you'll trust me to forgive you, I have a life I want to give you that will benefit you and all those around you. If you keep trusting me like you did for your justification, trust me like this with a life. Trust me like this with a life. So understand, this is my first point, understand that we were justified by faith in Christ Jesus and not our own works of righteousness. Not our own works of righteousness. You guys have no idea of how many good things myself and Lady Davis do for people. You have no idea. We don't broadcast everything, but we're constantly doing good things. And we were doing good things before we were pastors. We were doing good things, but that didn't make us righteous. That didn't put us over into a just place. Because none of those acts or works of righteousness put us in a justified place. You know, a lot of people want to be, because they want to be better, they start doing good things for people. But that doesn't make you better. It's faith in Jesus Christ that justifies you. Because you got the good deeds and then you got all these bad deeds. And you usually have your generational bad deeds. That's weighing on you. But when you're justified by Christ, it eliminates all of that. Now, all these good deeds are what you do because you're a just person. Not doing it to make up for what I've done back here. I'm doing it now because I'm a just person. I want to be good. I want to love everybody because I'm a just person now. That's what just person. And I'm forgiving because I understand I've been forgiven. You understand? People who understand. Everybody's been forgiven, but people who understand they've been forgiven, they're more forgiving towards other people because they understand I've been forgiven, so I'm going to forgive. I'm going to give room for them to mess up because I had room to mess up and God forgave me. You can always tell when you got a person that don't understand that they have been forgiven because they're the first ones to crucify you when you make your mistakes. But Jesus paid the price for it all, but we have to believe it, gives us a door into a world that we don't fully take advantage of until we understand that it was given to those who are justified by faith. All right. So understand that we were justified by faith in Jesus Christ. You weren't justified because you came to the altar. You weren't justified because you started tithing. You weren't justified. I want you to keep tithing, though. I tell you that. I want you to be justified and tithing. I want you to do that. But I want you to understand that it's nothing that church attendance, consistent church attendance, doesn't justify you. Faith in Jesus Christ justifies you. Now that he's put that on me, now I got to learn how to walk in it. Number two, the faith that justified us also introduces us to a new life in faith. The faith that justified us also introduces us, or introduced us, to a new life in faith. So I use faith to believe that, my belief in Jesus Christ washes all my sins away. Now that same faith that dealt with my past, the same faith, I am now going to use it for this new lifestyle that I've been given. I have a new life in faith. Now, over here, when I was justified, I was still broke. I was still confused. I still had a certain way of thinking that wasn't conducive to my future. But as I began to walk and understand that there was something new for my life in faith, and I just had to believe that it was new, and I had to believe that God wasn't going to judge me for then because I'm in a brand new life. See, he couldn't just fix your life. A lot of you want a fixed life. You only believe for a fixed life. I believe for a new life. Okay? I believe for a new life. I believe whatever had the rights to hold me in sickness, disease, and poverty and confusion can't hold me because I'm in this new life now. I'm in this new life. It's a brand new life. Listen, the only ones who remember the old stuff is your friends, because God said, I don't even remember that over there, because I gave you a new life, your friends and you. So it's a brand new life. It's a life where I'm justified. It's a life where it's new, it's fresh. I got to learn more about it now because it's a brand new life. I can't ask somebody that doesn't know anything about it about this life because they don't know. So I have to ask somebody who's now living this new life. Now, if you would trace my new life, it won't trace back to my old life. If you look at me now, look at where I live, what I drive, what I do, it would not equate back to that place because it's a brand new life. I left some people over there that wasn't ready. I hope this new life, I hope it shines so bright that they see it and say, I want that new life as well. So it's a new life. Now I'm not talking to you. Starting to think, well, you do everything correct. And that's not the truth. I don't do everything correct. I'm in a new life, so I'm learning the rooms. I'm learning how things function. So, but when I make a mistake, I know I have forgiveness because I had it over there. So that's a part of my daily walk. Lord, if I miss you, because there's sometimes I don't hear him. A lot of times I do, but there are times I don't hear him correctly. And so I ask God, forgive me, because I didn't hear you clearly, or I heard you clearly. I wanted to do it my way. So I ask him to forgive me. But I remember if he justified me there, you think he's not going to do it over here. So he lines things back up quickly, because now I have the faith there, and I have more faith now because I'm moving in this life. Now, for those of you who are doubting whether or not, and I didn't give y'all this scripture, but y'all can get it, 2 Corinthians 5:17. For those of you who doubt the new life that I'm talking about, let's just read the Bible and find out if there's one available for us. So 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Somebody say new. So when I was justified, when I asked Jesus to come into my life, I realized I was a filthy, low-down, good-for-nothing sinner. Wasn't nothing good about me over here. They may say, well, you're a good guy. We don't remember you doing anything wrong. I remember enough that I was doing wrong that what you try to place on me to tell me I don't need this justification. I just opt out of that. I needed justification. So this is the old life over here. Now I'm justified by my belief in Jesus Christ, and I'm now over here. So everything that has to do with being sentenced, judged, suffering, poverty, sickness, disease, confusion, curses, I left that over there. Now that I'm over here, I got to rewire my mind, because I'll still think like a cursed person. I still have all this stuff that I learned over there. So now I'm transforming. I'm working on my mind to get my mind not to relate to that when I'm over here, because I can start to build that over here. And that means it'll take me and others who are watching me back to that place. So now my mind is being rewired now. I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. I'm not the tail. I'm the head. I'm not beneath, I'm above only. So I'm rewiring my thinking over here, because this is a whole new life. Because over here, all I knew was the tail. All I knew was struggle. But over here, I look around and I said, there's not as much struggle over here as it was over there. Now, I'm not saying problems won't arise, but they won't overtake you. So you realize in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, you realize there is something new to those who are now in Christ. You gave me the ability to get over in you now through faith. I just believe that I'm in Christ. I believe it. I believe it. I'm convinced. It's not just to believe. I am convinced that I'm in Christ. I've been convinced for a very, very long time. I don't wake up and look in the mirror and ask, are you in Christ? You sure? No. Every day I wake up knowing that I'm in Christ. So it's a new way of living. It's a new life that I live. Now, it's still new because his mercies are renewed every day. So it's still new to me, and I've been pastoring 26 years. But it's still new to me because I keep seeing things happen and unfold that I didn't see unfold back in that day. Or not even in the beginning of my days in my walk. So let's just work through. Y'all still with me, right? So you've been faith that justified us also introduces us or introduced us to a new life in faith. There's some things I can get in faith I couldn't get with my education. There's some things I can get in faith that I couldn't get with my background. There's some things I can get in faith. There's some places I can go in faith that they never would have considered me over here. But now that I've been justified, they can't omit me. They can't judge me as being guilty when I stand over here in the innocence of the Lord. And see, you got to understand that, because if you don't understand you're standing in the innocence and the purity of Jesus Christ, then you will opt out of what God is trying to get to you. I believe it's most of y'all, it's not the fact that you're not born again. The fact of the matter is your subconscious mind keeps disqualifying you because you're back and forth. Am I just or am I unjust? Am I just or am I unjust? Am I just? Oh, you in jail? Okay. Either you're on parole or you... Or something has happened and they hadn't had your trial. But if you're not in jail and you're free and you don't have a hearing coming up, I believe you're a pretty free person. That's what I believe. Now, for others of you, I don't know your business, not speaking into your business, not prophesying. But if you don't have a court case coming up, then I would start to think, man, I'm free. I can walk around this earth as long as I'm not in violation. I can enjoy all these things. I don't have to worry about anybody pulling me over because I got my license. They're current. I don't know why y'all worry when you got current license. You driving your own car. You got the titles and all that kind of, all the paperwork, and you're still uneasy. It's because you don't understand your justification. I'm going to take it a step further. If you understood your justification, when I get up to preach, you wouldn't be hiding under the pews from me. See, when you don't understand justification, you think I'm about to preach at you. But that's not the truth. I came to encourage you in your new life. There's a thing called religion that don't want the new life and doesn't think that new life exists and will try to crucify those who try to live the new life. But it's a life of faith. It's a life where we believe God, just like we did then. But whatever it is God wants to bring into our lives, we have to believe him. Somebody say, believe him. Believe. Not one thing God can get from heaven to earth without you believing. Not as a person who's justified. What did I tell you on the way here, Shannon? I said, yeah, what was I talking about? Average or extraordinary? Okay, ordinary or extraordinary. See, you can stay over here and be ordinary, or you can get over here and be extraordinary. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I know many of you like being average. You know, I want to hang out with the Joneses. Now, I want to be above the Joneses. So I just opted out of that. If he's going to forgive me, he didn't forgive me for me to be ordinary. You think Jesus died for you to be an ordinary person? For everybody to have what you have and to do what you do? That would be a waste. That would be a total waste. But if you understand that justification was to free you enough that you now walk into this mansion of operation and say, God, I want everything that you have for me, everything you have my name on, everything that you placed within me that I thought would never come out of me. I started unpacking myself, and I've been surprised at what's been coming out of my luggage. See, when you understand that justification piece, you understand that God set you up not just to go to church. See, most of you, all you do is go to church. Like that's, if I can get to the church. No, I'm coming into the church with a victorious mentality, because all week long I've been whipping the devil in my justification. All week long I've been overcoming my thoughts that would try to come from there and get here. I said, there is no room for you here. And I started to tell those thoughts that tried to infiltrate, I gave you an eviction notice a long time ago. Did you not see the message? You're not over here. You could have put me on medication for my mind. Over here, I'm going to work, and my physicians are going to endorse it that I no longer need what I needed over there, because my mind is at peace, because my mind is stayed on Him. I'm not fluctuating like that. I'm not going back and forth like that. Am I Stephen today? Am I Fred tomorrow? No, I'm Stephen every single day. Every single day, I'm Stephen. Well, I put it on the back of my jacket in case you forget. It ain't got apostle on it, ain't got bishop on it, ain't got pastor, it got Stephen. Okay. So let's move on. This life of faith opens a world of opportunities that can only be obtained by faith. Let me help you. Some of y'all have been jealous of people who are average. They've not yet gotten over into this area of faith where the opportunities that are really out there, they haven't gotten over into that area of faith where they can obtain those. So you're jealous of people that you could have the same thing if you do what they do. If you just work hard, be consistent at going to work, know how to manage your money, you can have exactly what they have. Take care of your credit, you can have exactly what they have. You and your spouses, y'all get together, instead of having all those different banking accounts that one another don't know anything about, have one or two that both of y'all know about, and putting all your money in it, and she knows what you're spending, you know what he's spending. I believe you can have all the stuff that these other people are gaining, because that's average. But when you get ready to explore your options and you realize you've been justified and you realize that average is not enough, when you realize that God has something on his mind that wasn't on your mind when you were over there, when you realize God has something on his mind that they never will have on their minds, then you start realizing I have some options. Faith will never allow you to run out of options. Faith will never allow you pay off one building, God said, build a building. You pay off one house, God said, buy an apartment complex. He's gonna keep stretching your faith because you're now justified. Those of you who are retired, you can't retire your faith. In fact, when you stop doing what your career was, you become more effective at faith because you don't have as many distractions. All right. So we now, oh, over here, limited options. Over here, unlimited options. Listen to me. Over here, I had to learn how to hoop, and I wasn't a good hooper. I'm not against hooping, but over here, I can just stand in the authority of the word and the authority of God and see God do something that others may not ever see him do. So I have options now. I don't have to join a denomination. I can be the denomination. I have options. See, you can live in an apartment complex or you can own an apartment complex. It's totally up to you. You know, once you've been justified, it opens up so many avenues for you. But you got to learn, man, I didn't realize I wasn't even living over here. I'm going to say this, and I don't have a problem with people who take a sip every now and then. I don't have a problem with that. But when you have to say intoxicated to get through the day, you're living in the wrong place. You're living in the wrong place. You're living in the wrong place. Get over here, and I believe your stress level will leave. Yeah. Your stress level will go down. This is what faith does. It evicts stress. Yes, it does. Anytime you see people stressing, you don't even know what they're stressing about. Sometimes they don't know what they're stressing about. But it's a lack of faith that causes them to stress out. But over here, because you've been justified by faith, now he's responsible for me. My job is to believe him. My Bible says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I got something coming to me. So I'm not stressing. Some kind of way it's going to happen for me. I'm the one. Now many people think that I'm the one is arrogant. Why are you wearing the shirt if you think it's arrogant? It's not arrogant at all. It's called confidence. And the Bible said, cast not away your confidence. So I choose to keep hold of my confidence in spite of. And I got to help you with it. You got to keep your confidence in spite of what's going on. Promotions, demotions. A lot of friends, no friends. Whole lot of money, no money. Cast not away your confidence. That's what real faith is all about. Now, I didn't realize how good, well, I realized God had been good to us, but I didn't realize how much I used my faith over the years to get to this point. Tim, I didn't realize. It was just natural. I came up from over here. I've been justified. Now I'm living over here, and I'm in this huge place that I have access to. So I believe that every financial responsibility will be met over here. So I started to believe like that. But I didn't know how much God had come through over the years until I started talking about it last week. And I said, oh, Lord, you've been a very good God to myself, Lady Davis, and Refresh. I said, oh, my God. God, I said, that wasn't just hundreds of dollars and thousands of dollars. That's millions of dollars. You've been a good God to a wretched sinner who's saved by grace, who understand that justification really works. I want to tell you something. Over here, I deserve to be poor, but my belief system put me over here where God has to open up heaven and shower down blessings that I don't have room enough to receive. And when you can believe that justification is on you, you start thinking, Lord, no limits. What are my other options now? Sometimes people try to wipe out your history. They tried to wipe out my history. I've had so many times they're trying to wipe out my history and want me to forget about my history. And you have to be careful because that's been a tactic for a very long time. If you wipe out the history, they'll never know who they are and never know where they're going. So they constantly try to wipe away my history, like my history started when my spiritual father died. That's not when my history started. My spiritual father saw me on top. That's why he used to like to come around me. He used to tell me how blessed I was. But it was all because of that justification that took place here, my faith in it. And I said, okay, God, if you can justify me, you can get rid of this inferior spirit that's on me about being in front of people. You can get rid of all these schisms in me that believe that what you have for me won't come to me. You can get rid of all the generational issues that I really don't have a clear understanding of, but I know by faith, if you can save me from hell, you can give me a life in Christ. This is what y'all got to understand. You believe that he saved you from hell. You believe it so much, when it's your time to die, you're going to die with your hands lifted up and worshiping God and said, I'm on my way out of here, but I'm going to a better place. If you can believe that, why not believe over here that everything that he has for you, he never would have said in Matthew, you listen to this, 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. If you stay over here thinking like this, it's not going to be added to you. But if you get over here in a mentality of a justified person, and you know you're putting God first, why wouldn't God shower you down with blessings that you don't have room enough to receive? Because you're not going to get caught up in them. It was when I started talking about it that I was thinking about it. And I said, oh, Lord, every time I thought I need you, I thought I need you. You showed up when I thought I needed you. Catch that. I thought that I needed him. He showed up. Nothing looked as bad. Some of y'all have some situations that doesn't look exactly like what you wanted, and you think you're in a crisis. You're not in a crisis. You just don't have the right mindset. You always think, well, this is all I have. Well, that's all you have is seed. Over here at justification, you don't have to give me the farm. Give me the seed and I will have a farm. Before you can stop me, you got to take my seed away. If you can't take my seed, you can't take my harvest. Let me go on. I got a little story I may tell at the end if I get it. But these are, there's a world of opportunities. The church that doesn't understand justification doesn't know about these opportunities. Because it doesn't have the lenses to see. It said, if the blind lead the blind, they'd all fall into the ditch. That wasn't talking about Mary Magdalene. That was talking about the religious people of that day. They couldn't see well. How can you believe for something you can't have a visual of? Listen, this lifestyle of faith gives you confidence, sustains you in tough times, and promises a successful end. You're going to give me confidence when everybody around me is losing confidence. You're going to sustain me when 1,000 has fallen out that side and 10,000 out the right hand. But you said it would not come nigh my dwelling. That's what you said. Since I'm justified, I believe that. I believe no matter what's happening in the world, because you justified me and I'm now in a place of faith, everything that could be destructive has to go over me. And then you said, even if it's tough, don't give up if it's tough, because tough doesn't mean it's the end. Some of y'all so discouraged. Well, they didn't call me yesterday. Well, yesterday was Saturday, and they're only open Monday through Friday. Let me help y'all with something. We had some when we were getting ready for the shift conference, they broke in some cars out there. One of them was my wife's car. It's not a cheap car. So, you know, we wanted the car back Friday. Well, the guy calls back and said, well, there's one part that has not come in, so it'll possibly be Monday. I says, okay. Why is it okay? Because she can just get in her other car. No problem. Just get in the other car. I believe God is setting it up where you don't stress when they keep your car past the time they said they would deliver it. When things don't happen just the way you need them to happen. Because now you got options. And that's what faith does. It gives you options. And they wonder why you're cool, calm, and collected. Because you're over here in this place now. It's called faith and you have options. Just give me the other key. I'll just move over into the other house till you get done renovating that house. Let me help y'all with something. And then we'll get to my other point. We sold a house and they closed on the house pretty soon. What are our options? We'll move back into our old house until we purchase our new house. So we got patience. So we were doing some renovation while we were living in the old house. While our real estate agent was trying to find us our new house. See, your blood pressure don't go up. Because I'm not going to be outside. See, I got a project over here. I just moved into something a little bit smaller, but I got something a whole lot larger over here. So I'm just gonna bleed God while I'm doing. Some of y'all are just in transition mode. And because you don't understand faith, you're fretting yourself over transition mode. Something better is being prepared for you. And you just had to shift back over here temporarily. There's promises of a successful end. All of the people who thought you were going to fail, who were celebrating your failure, didn't know it wasn't the end yet. They thought your marriage was over. They thought your child, when he went to jail, he was never getting out. They thought that, hey, it's over now. I see the foreclosure sign in front of the house. It's over now. They didn't know God was going to supernaturally cancel all the debt. Because when you live in a place of being justified, God has a way of showing up on your behalf that others' eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for you. They thought it was over for me. They thought it was over for me when I came back from Murphy came back to Birmingham. They thought it was over for me. They didn't understand me. I'm like, I've been justified. I had faith to come over here. Only reason I came because I believed. And everything in the record said y'all increased while I was here. That's a sign that my faith was still working. Now you think that I can't come back here and expand. You think I can't multiply in a place I know. I'm not going to say the devil is a liar, but God is the truth. For those of you, somebody tried to make you feel like that you weren't going to be able to reach your goal. That is a lie. If you just put yourself in that place where you believed in justification, believe for the dream. In fact, go back and add something to the dream, because you're going to need more to house the dream that's coming, because you're now living by faith. It's not something you're hearing. It's not a Sunday thing. It's this is the way I live now. And because it's the way I live, God just keeps on blessing me. I got one more, guys. I gotta quit. Unlike others who live in fear, living by faith builds character instead of destroying the soul. When they said all hell was breaking loose, for those who are living by faith, fear, it's just tearing their mind apart. Am I going to get fired? What's going to happen next? Am I going to lose this? But those who live by faith, Lord, though you slay me, yet shall I praise you. Even if this thing don't turn out the way I want it to turn out, I'm not going to stop worshiping you. I'm not going to stop praising you. And you think for one moment the God that sent justification is going to allow you to be consistent and him be inconsistent? That is not the truth. If you can be consistent in believing that you have been justified, if you can be consistent in believing that you have the faith of God, God can be consistent at showing up on your behalf where you will never see embarrassment.
You didn't hear me.
Where you will never see embarrassment. Those of you who thought you were borderline about to be embarrassed, I need you to shout right there, because this word of justification, you shall never see embarrassment. Somebody shout, I'm not worried. Worry is a torment of the soul, the torment of the mind. I'm not worried. What God promised, he is able to perform. Abraham, I'm not worried. The illustration from the preacher on Friday night said, Abraham did not stagger at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. You justified me, and you gonna give me what you promised me. Touch your neighbor, tell him stop staggering. Stabilize yourself. Stabilize yourself. Stabilize yourself. See, I'm stabilizing myself. I'm not chasing anything now. Stabilize, it's on the way. Just stabilize yourself. It's already done.
Ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.